Thank you, David, congregation, and choir. Beautiful songs today, wonderful, meaningful prayers. Our text for today is a little different from our regular sermon series. I invite you to hear a passage from the book of Genesis this morning. It's Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. It's a familiar passage in the life of Abram. I invite you to hear God's word today. The Bible says, "The Lord has said to Abram, 'Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.' So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there." May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word today. Many, many years ago now, I was working in the placement office at Southern Seminary. My job there was assistant director of placement, and what I did was work with ministry students to find them places to serve while they were students at the seminary. Well, one day I met with a particular individual. That was not unusual. I did that most every day on the job, but this particular individual and his situation were very unusual. Here's basically what he told me as he sat in my office that day. He said, "I came here to find a job." Okay, I thought. "But the seminary doesn't know I'm here. I haven't applied to be a seminarian yet. I haven't enrolled in the seminary. I don't have a place to live. 3 days ago, my wife and I loaded up everything we have in a U-Haul. We put our 3 kids, our 2 cats, and all of our possessions in the U-Haul. And we left Portland, Oregon, and drove to Louisville, Kentucky, because God said, 'Go.'" I thought, who does this? Who drives all the way across the country when you don't know whether you're going to be a student or not, when you don't know if you're accepted, when you don't have an employment opportunity, when you don't have financial resources? What kind of faith is this? Sometimes following God's plan and purposes are hard to understand. There are times in life when doing what God wants us to do doesn't always align with what we want to do. There are times when following God's leadership doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. That truth is nothing new. There are so many people in the Bible for whom that was the case. God came to Noah and told him to build a boat in the middle of the desert. Why? But he did it. God told Daniel to pray in public, even though it was against the law. He did it. God told Jesus to go to Jerusalem, even when everybody knew the civic and community and religious leaders there wanted to kill him. But he did it. And then we come to Abraham in our text for today. His name is still Abram at the time, but for the sake of familiarity, I'm going to call him Abraham this morning. Abraham lived in Haran. It was a place that had been home for him and his family. It was a place he had been for some time. It was a place he loved. It was a place he was comfortable with. He enjoyed his life there. But God said, "Go." The Bible doesn't give all the details, but can you imagine with me what some of those conversations must have been like? I imagine God saying, "Abraham, I want you to leave your home and I want you to go to a new place. And Abraham said, but why, God? We love this place. I love this place. I love the people. I love my family. This is home. Why should I leave? And God said, Abraham, I know you can't understand all this right now, but I need you to trust me. It's time to go. And Abraham says, but God, I don't really want to go. I want to stay. And God says, it's time to go. This story has become very personal for me. For some time now, I have been praying and thinking about God's leadership in my life, God's leadership for this church. I want to know what God wants for me, and I want to know what God wants for this church. I don't fully understand it all. Much of God's will remains mysterious to me. But I do know this. I need to be faithful to where I believe God is leading me. I wish I could give you the long version of this story this morning, but time restraints don't really allow me to do that. So for now, I'm going to give you the short version, knowing there'll be details more to share later. For over 15 years now, since 2008, you have been our church family. For half of that time, I've been your pastor. We've shared a lot together, both the good and the bad. You've given me the sacred privilege of being your pastor, your friend, your companion on life's journey. There have been times when we've encouraged one another, and there have been times when we disappointed each other. But through it all, we journeyed together. And as the book of Ecclesiastes reminds us, there is indeed a time for everything. So this morning, it is with a heart full of mixed emotions that I submit to you my resignation as your pastor. I believe God has said, it's time to go. I understand there'll be a lot of different views about this decision. I understand there are a lot of different perspectives. Some may see this resignation as proof that my commitment really isn't here with the church, that my loyalties are elsewhere. My heart tells a very different story. But I've learned the difficult lesson that people will believe what seems true to them. Others may see my resignation as giving up or giving in. And there's really little I can say to change that narrative, so I leave that decision with you. But here's what I can say this morning. I'm not leaving this position for something else. If that were my intentions, I would have done so several months ago. As I stand here today, I honestly do not know where God is leading me in my ministerial future, but I will be open to how God leads. I'm willing to walk through the doors that God opens for me, even though I don't know what God has planned. But I do believe that God is telling me that it's time to go. To go with the desire to be faithful to God's calling and God's direction and God's leadership in my life. So my last Sunday with you will be Sunday, July the 9th, and my last day in the office will be the following week, July the 13th. In the coming weeks, I hope to have many conversations with you about this decision, about the church, about me and Amy and our family. But this morning, there are a few things I want to say as clearly as I can. First, the process of making this decision has been excruciatingly difficult. Amy and I have had countless discussions and conversations, and it's no understatement to say it is one of, if not the most difficult decisions of my life. There's not one factor here. There are many different matters that have influenced this decision. But the primary decision is doing what I believe God is leading me to do. Second, I'm not going to another church, but I'm also not burned out of ministry. I walk into an unknown ministerial future, and I plan to journey with God until I'm led to the next ministerial opportunity. I don't know where or what that will be, but I plan to maintain an open heart for God's leadership in my life. Someone shared a devotion with me just a week or two ago. It was a devotion that was written by Leeson Rotker, and I won't read it all to you, but here's part of what she said. She said, "What options do we have when we want to see farther than God reveals? We can stop in our tracks, refusing to go another step more until God shows us his entire plan. We can struggle to illuminate the path ourselves, trying to figure out the final destination and the best way to move forward on our own, or we can trust God. God often lights just enough of the path for the next few steps. We may not like it. We may want to know more. But God wants us to trust him. Most importantly, here's what I want to say to you this morning. I simply cannot express how much Amy and I love this church. There are two things that live right beside each other in my heart. One is the desire to follow where I believe God is leading me. And the second is to do what I think is best for this church and for its future. And the only answer I've gotten from God is that it's time to go. But I leave knowing this church is poised to prosper in the future. I feel so incredibly good about what we have accomplished in recent years. Our strategic plan, our reorganization of staff and roles and responsibilities, a renewed focus on ministry here in the Roswell area with Beyond Our Walls and an active presence at Alive in Roswell and work with nonprofits here in the local area, our continued ministry in Kenya and Appalachia. We've worked together on this building and our facilities, updating the sanctuary and showers and bathrooms outside the gym and completing renovation of the baptistry area just a few weeks ago. We have had record financial years for many of the last 8 years. First Baptist has a wonderful focus on missions and ministry. You have an exceptional ministerial and operational staff. This church continues to have no debt. And most of all, this church has you, a committed core of faithful Christians, talented, gifted, and willing to serve. The next pastor of this church will be blessed beyond imagination. So from the bottom of my heart, it has truly been one of the highlights of my life to serve as your pastor. You have blessed me and our family far beyond I could ever express. And this church family will always hold a prominent place in our hearts. For just as Abraham had to go, even when he didn't understand why, and even when he didn't want to, we all have to be faithful to God's calling in our life. And as I said earlier, following God's plan and purpose, sometimes it's hard to understand. That was true for Abraham. It's been true for me and Amy. And sometimes it's true for every one of us. All of us are called to the journey of faith. None of us knows with certainty what that particular journey will lead us to. But I am extremely thankful that we have journeyed together for a decade and a half now. And I believe that all of us will be blessed as we faithfully continue to journey together. I love you with all my heart. Thank you for blessing me in so many ways for the past 15 years. Let us pray. God, you have called all of us to the journey of faith. Sometimes that pathway is smooth, and sometimes it's rocky, and it's difficult. But God, we know that we always have you, and we trust you to lead us and guide us as we seek to be faithful to the journey that you've given to us. Continue to bless this church. Lead and guide us as we seek to be faithful to the journey that you have established for us. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our hymn of response today is the Servant Song.